644 1320 WILS. Okay, let's talk about climate change, because a new study out of the University of Michigan, looking way back in time to the last time the Earth was this warm, it found that it actually caused a piece of the Greenland ice sheet to break off, melt, and change the entire climate and ecosystem of the Atlantic Ocean. Ian Winkelstern is the University of Michigan climate scientist who led the study. He's a postdoctoral researcher at the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences there. Ian, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and this happened, how long ago did this occur on Earth?
So we're talking about a time period about 125,000 years ago. So as most people know, there have been ice ages in the past, right? In Michigan, ice covered much of the state. And this time period we're looking at is before the last ice age. So the last time that the Earth was more or less like it is today in terms of climate.
And so what is it? A huge piece of ice broke off of Greenland and went floating down? Is that what happened?
So I should clarify that our study specifically focused on Bermuda. So we started this whole thing without having any intention to investigate anything to do with Greenland. In a nutshell, we went to Bermuda and we collected some fossil shells that grew at this time that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we dug them out, and then we analyzed their isotopes. So we looked at the heavy isotopes in these shells. So
I don't know what an isotope is. I want to get to what we know though happened, what we believe happened to the entire system of the ocean. What was the impact of this Greenland ice sheet going into the water?
So essentially our results from those isotopes is that we found at one of these localities temperatures that are about 10 degrees C colder than today. That's something like 18 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot colder. And Bermuda is a little place out in the middle of the Atlantic. It's about the same latitude as South Carolina. And it's a fairly tropical place because the Gulf Stream runs more or less right into it. And so to drop temperature this far, you'd have to really do something major to Atlantic circulation to really cool things down like that.
Okay. And what was the impact? Like, let's say in North America, what happened here because of that?
Well, that's a good question. But if you're staying in Bermuda and you're not getting that warmth that we get today, presumably in especially Northern Europe, that's influenced by Atlantic circulation, you get cooler temperatures, as a result of this ice essentially shutting down Atlantic circulation for a time.
So is that what we could potentially see happening this time around too?
Yeah, so we're doing a pretty good job of melting the Greenland ice sheet as is. And so if you get a large enough piece of that ice into the North Atlantic, you can shut down overturning circulation in the Atlantic.
Okay.
That's basically simply because if you have a lot of fresh water enter the Atlantic Ocean, that fresh water is less dense than salty water. It doesn't want to sink. And so this normal sinking and rising of water that we have today can't continue.
So instead of this warmer temperatures, we'd suddenly see a flip and everything would start getting cooler?
Well, that's essentially what it could be. I mean, mm-hmm. it would be a little bit more complicated than that. But in a nutshell, yeah.
Okay. In terms of water levels, what would happen to the Atlantic Ocean water-wise?
Well, that just depends on how much ice you put in the Atlantic, right? So if you melt the entire Greenland ice sheet, you're talking about at least a few meters of sea level rise, a few yards, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's many major cities around the world that would be underwater at that point.
And how fast
that's
would
take at least?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that'll most likely take at least a few hundred years, even in the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. But it's still out there.
Yeah, because we've had a climatologist on here that have said, look, this climate change debate is far from decided. There are a lot of factors we're not sure of, and we're really too quick to jump to this conclusion that it's all because of what we're doing as humans that's causing all these changes. They could be changes that are occurring over a thousand, thousands of years cycle. Do you what do you think of that?
Well, I think the physics are pretty simple. The climate system and as a whole is very complicated, but the basic physics are straightforward. We've known since the 1800s that carbon dioxide is one of many gases that can help trap heat in an atmosphere. We know that we've burned lots of oil and coal, which is essentially just carbon. And so we're making lots of carbon dioxide, and we know there has not been these levels of carbon dioxide for hundreds of thousands to millions of years. And so just those basic facts, we're putting essentially a blanket into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. All the other details that people like to argue about don't really matter as much. We're kind of losing the forest through the trees, in other words.
And Ian Winkelstern, University of Michigan climate scientist, right here on 1320 WILS. Ian, thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.